We'd go out digging up witchetty grub or looking for goanna, cooking up the mussels freshly in the billy can. Brings back memories pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's certainly good to come back to lots and lots of fresh green produce and just have vegetables galore.
You're listening to The Late Lunch on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
Hello, I'm Rowan Barwick, and welcome to Late Lunch, a very special musical edition for you today. In September 1967, 12 men and 12 women toured South Australia and Victoria with conductor Pastor Doug Radke. They were the Hermannsburg Choir, at the time referred to as the Bethel Lutheran Church Choir Hermannsburg Mission. The choir tour was, to say the least, a very big deal and timed to coincide with a very important anniversary. A book has just been released about the tour by Olga Radke. Now, Olga was the organist and accompanist for the choir, and she kept a detailed diary during the tour. She spoke with Alex Barwick recently about events in 1967, and you're going to hear some of that conversation soon. But let's hear a little bit from the choir first. This is Holy, 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 recorded by David Fitzner for the Hermannsburg Choir at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Adelaide in 1967 as part of that tour. Hermannsburg Choir performing in Adelaide in 1967. And let's hear a little now from Olga Radke, who has written the book about that tour and, of course, was the accompanist on that tour. Here she is speaking to Alex Barwick, and Alex began by saying congratulations on this new book.
Thank you immensely, Alex. But I don't take all the credit. It couldn't have come through without the assistance of Northern Territory Government History Grant, and our skillful editor and sharer, and our hawk's eye person, David Hewitt, besides several people who were former staff members from Hermannsburg, Chris and Carl Benz, and the Lutheran Church, who applied for the application.
Well, it is just come together beautifully. What was it like compiling the book? I suspect it was a bit of an emotional walk down memory lane.
It was wonderful. It really was. It was a huge adventure, and to make it more approachable or readable, Anne did a marvellous job in adding anecdotes that made the story come alive. And we also noted now the changes that have happened since then. So it was the choir, It was the 90th anniversary of Hermannsburg, and it was a clipper, Pioneer clipper bus that are the attraction.
Yeah, tell us about the bus that you all boarded to go on this amazing tour.
Well, little did we know that back over 50 years ago that this is a collector's item, and so our friends from the Clipper Club are most intrigued with the story. And, we were fortunate. It was the equivalent of a jumbo jet, I suppose.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with the choir's history and what this tour involved, tell me a bit about it.
The choir's history, well, singing was at there was singing at Hermannsburg ever since day one when the missionaries arrived, and so it was simply a project to commemorate the 90th anniversary for the people from Hermannsburg, to say thank you to all the people down south who have supported the mission, as it was called then, over many, many years. And also those that went down south, many of them had never been outside of Central Australia. It was a lovely experience, and long-time friends resulted because of that tour.
You're listening to The Late Lunch on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
To paint a picture of what an average day on tour with the choir was like.
they lived with the hosts overnight, and we gather in the morning, and it was either singing at one of 10 concerts or a lunch hour recital. We had 7 school concerts, 5 church performances. The highlight to the Aboriginal people was the concert in the Adelaide Town Hall with the beautiful pipe organ. We actually sang, they sang to over 12,000 people, and the trip itself, I'm going further than one day, covered 5,300 kilometres in 3 weeks.
Just extraordinary, and extraordinary in that time as well. Now, you kept a diary, your handwritten diary, and you also do sketches along the way, often on a bumpy bus road or under a dim interior light. I'm just quoting
Truly.
From the book here. You must be thankful now that you took all of those notes.
I am thankful. When we returned, we typed it out onto a 6-page Gestetner foolscap sheet. They're very awkward sizes, and the Gestetner machine was a very messy machine. Had to give it lots of ink and not too much, and sent it out to about 200 people who had all been involved with the organisation. And then the whole collection sat in a carton for 30 years. And when I moved up here to Alice in 2000, I decided it was time to pull that tour out of the box. And it's taken a few years to put it together, thanks to the encouragement of everybody that was behind us.
Absolutely. And of course, also getting the tour music digitally remastered is also just so great in terms of keeping that legacy going and being able to be shared with a wider audience.
True. And this, not that we publicised the book very much at all, but it's selling very well and people are forwarding lovely tributes. Yes, the CD was prepared by David Renfield, and book and the CD are available from either Fink River Mission office or Red Kangaroo have them. We did have a dedication of the book on the 9th of May at the Lutheran Church with about 160 people there, and fortunately the Central Australian Women's Choir was there, and it was lovely. They sang many of the hymns that were sung on the tour, and we reflected back to this wonderful experience.
My Lord, what a morning! My Lord, what a morning! My Lord, what a morning! When the stars began to fall, your little trumpet sound to wake the nations on the ground. Look into my God's right hand when the stars
wife who can remember the tour, and so it was time to put it into a book and record it so that history can be retained.
So just four of the choir are still with us. What was it like for them seeing the tour brought together in this beautiful book?
I can just see the smiles on their faces of those who did the tour. Suddenly it all came back to them. It was a wonderful experience. It really, really was. It was an experience of a lifetime. But thereafter, and even before, children had gone to Darwin for the Ice Steadfords competitions, and since then so much has happened, and off to Germany now, and America, and all around the place. But music is still there, and hopefully their singing and praises to God will continue till the end of time and in eternity.
You're listening to The Late Lunch on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
Olga, I'm going to play the very first track from the album Hermannsburg Choir on Tour. It's, of course, sung in Western Aranda. The English translation is All People That on Earth Do Well. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Oh, I think it's a very popular song. Now you've caught me out.
But do you remember it being performed?
Oh yes, I used to play it, but I'm not the organist on this occasion. Every pipe organ is different, and it was too nerve wracking to play this one. But James Tierley accompanied it. It's an extension of a chorale or a hymn, or People That on Earth Do Dwell, and just a song of full of praise, and it grabs you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Late Lunch, and today you're hearing performances from the Hermannsburg Choir as they performed in 1967 on a tour of South Australia and Victoria. A new book about that tour has just been released, based on the diaries and sketches by Olga Radke. Let's hear a little bit more from 1967.
The Country Hour.
Sweet, juicy news. There's already ripe Kensington Pride mangoes being sent to market.
In total, I think over the last couple of weeks, we've punched out about 4,000 trays.
Weekdays from 12:30.
I think it's going to shape up to a really good mango season with nice steady flows.
There you go. First week of July and the season underway.
On air and podcasting on the ABC Listen app.
And your guest today on Late Lunch has been Olga Radke, who has just released that book about the Hermannsburg Choir tour of South Australia and Victoria in 1967, and she was speaking to Alex Barwick. If you want to hear this conversation again or share it with others, then you can go to the ABC Darwin website and find the link there. I'm Rowan Barwick. Talk to you next time.